Let's check in with old Donald Trump, shall we? He's been officially selected as the Republican presidential candidate at the party's convention in Cleveland. And of course, they always wheel out the family at these events. And he did it in some style, getting several of his offspring to speak on his behalf and say what a marvellous man he was, which is essentially what they do, isn't it? Whoever, it's not just Donald Trump who does that. But he did it with great aplomb. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, is in Cleveland and was there for the big moment. Hi, Simon.
I was indeed, Sheila. I might actually take issue with you on that. I'm not sure did do it with great aplomb.
Oh, well, what I mean is he threw the kids at the problem, should we say.
Yeah, no, he's certainly throwing the kids at them with great aplomb. But that's, and there's going to be more kids speaking here tonight. The keynote speakers include Donald Trump's vice presidential pick, Mike Pence. We're also going to hear from Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, which will be very interesting because it's still not clear that Ted Cruz is going to come onto the stage and formally endorse Donald Trump for the presidency. So I think we'll get a real sense of the extent to which the party can unite around him over the next few hours. But there will be more appearances by the Trump children. And that is because he just doesn't have a deep bench of A-list speakers to appear at this conference. The really serious-minded Republicans in very large numbers have stayed away from this convention in droves. And when I say I'm not sure that he brought everything off yesterday with great aplomb, it was strange, unusual, unorthodox for a candidate to accept the nomination down a video link from New York rather than being in the room. He was supposed to be in the room, and he will be, on Thursday night, and that was where we all anticipated he'd make that time-honored speech, "I accept my party's nomination and I'll lead you to victory." But he was so desperate yesterday to get everybody to stop talking about Melania Trump and the plagiarism allegations concerning her speech here, that I gather from people who were with him in New York yesterday that there were a series of crisis meetings at Trump Tower, and he decided that the only way in which he had a chance of getting the plagiarism issue off the front pages was essentially to step all over his own parade, jump on a video signal, beam himself into the convention, and say, "I'm here in New York, I can't wait to see you Thursday. Oh, and by the way, I accept your nomination," which then immediately sort of changed the front pages here today.
That is odd. The absence for the moment is odd, isn't it?
It's very odd. I mean, I looked up at the rafters actually last night while I was in the arena just to make sure the balloons were still there. They are all still in place, and there will be the time-honored balloon drop. And on Thursday night, you will see the more familiar tableau of Donald Trump surrounded by his extremely attractive family as the balloons fall on them and they bask in the reflected glory of what they hope ultimately will be viewed as a successful convention. But, you know, this is a somewhat lackluster event. Last night at about 10:30 in the evening, while the convention was still being beamed into not just the living rooms of viewers who were watching on the news channels, but the living rooms of viewers who were watching on the main general broadcast channels here, ABC, CBS and NBC, I glanced down at the floor from the position where I'm reporting in the arena, and at least 50% of the seats in the arena were empty. People had drifted away after Donald Trump appeared on video. There's no sense, I think, in which people inside that arena feel as though they are being particularly engaged or enthralled by the speakers that we've seen so far. We'll see whether that changes with Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and Mike Pence and yet more members of the Trump family.
And for people who might not be clear as to why Melania's speech and it being almost identical to Michelle Obama's speech matters, why that matters. Those spouse speech moments are a great way to humanize a candidate, aren't they? And it's been blown.
Absolutely. I'll tell you why it matters for two reasons. First of all, the Trump campaign truly believed inside the Trump campaign, inside that very tight-knit group of people who control it, they truly believed that Melania Trump was Donald Trump's secret weapon. She would unleash herself on the convention delegates and from there become a substantial presence on the campaign trail between now and November, helping Donald Trump, who has found it very difficult to attract the votes of women. That's blown. The speech will now only be remembered for the plagiarism allegations swirling around it. The second reason why it matters is because it speaks to a much larger question about whether Donald Trump and his close-knit team have the organizational capacity and the political maturity truly to take on the Hillary Clinton machine. I'm told that in New York yesterday, behind closed doors, he was expressing anger and consternation that his aides and advisers had not caught the fact that Melania Trump's speech included those cadences echoing Michelle Obama, and no one could offer him any explanation as to how this happened. He's about to leave Cleveland on Friday, when this thing wraps up Thursday night, head coast to coast, taking on the most developed, experienced, funded political machine in American history. And the Melania Trump plagiarism issue suggests that the Trump people at the moment can't totally organize their way out of a paper bag.
Thank you very much. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent in Cleveland. You think they could have sat down with a drink and just read it together, don't you? And perhaps done a bit of research. But anyway, they didn't. And that's where it's left them. Simon Marks, thank you again. We'll talk lots to Simon between now and that vote in November, no doubt.